Well, good morning. Later today, I will file an amendment to the Defense Authorization Bill designed to get the Department of Justice moving on whistleblower lawsuits alleging contract fraud in Iraq and Afghanistan. More than 3 years into the Iraq war, we've had report after report documenting rampant waste, corruption, and profiteering on the part of defense contractors. For instance, our former Inspector General in Baghdad has said that nearly $9 billion in funds intended for Iraqi reconstruction has been lost, simply unaccounted for. That's $9 billion, B as in boy. $9 billion just lost, unaccounted for. Well, a big reason why this is continuing largely unchecked is that the Department of Justice has been delaying whistleblower lawsuits brought under the False Claims Act. Scores of lawsuits have been brought against contractors suspected of fraud in Iraq and Afghanistan, including, I might add, the Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg, Brown, and Root. But the Department of Justice has allowed only one of those suits to go forward in the courts. And that lawsuit resulted in a major recovery of fraudulently collected payments. The way it works is that the False Claims Act cases are automatically sealed. They cannot go to trial. In fact, they cannot even be publicly disclosed until the Department of Justice makes a decision about whether to join them. Under the statute, these decisions are supposed to be made within 60 days. However, the Department of Justice is allowed to seek additional time where needed. Now, this is appropriate because these cases often are complex and require extensive investigation. But if abused, these extensions can become a form of indefinite delay stretching out for years. And that is exactly what's happening. As a consequence, fraud has gone unpunished. Billions of taxpayer dollars continue to be squandered in Iraq and Afghanistan. And courageous whistleblowers who have come forward often at great personal risk have been left in a legal limbo. As one attorney put it, quote, "The Bush administration has made a conscious decision to sweep the cases under the rug for as long as possible," end quote. My amendment aims to break this logjam. It would require the Department of Justice to report on a quarterly basis on the status of its efforts to respond to whistleblower lawsuits alleging corruption in the use of U.S. funds in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is an important first step and will allow Congress to evaluate the Department of Justice's efforts so we can decide what further steps are needed to ensure that contracting fraud cases are vigorously prosecuted. I'm pleased to announce that this is a bipartisan amendment, that Senator Grassley, among others, are joining me in co-sponsoring this amendment. One final thing this morning that I want to talk about. Ames, Iowa is preparing to host the first ever Special Olympics USA National Games. The games kick off on Sunday, July the 2nd. Several thousand people will be in Ames. As a matter of fact, I'm told maybe between 10 and 15,000 will come into Ames. That would include up to 5,000 participants. So we'll kick it off that Sunday, July the 2nd. Well, that it kicks off at 7 that evening. If I'm, 7 o'clock that evening is when the march onto the field and all of the playing of our national anthem and all that will be done. That afternoon, however, on Sunday, July the 2nd, I will conduct a field hearing of the Labor, Health, and Human Services Appropriations Subcommittee, of which I am ranking member. That hearing will focus on the status and well-being of people with intellectual disabilities. The hearing will be from 1 to 3 p.m. at Benton Auditorium at Iowa State University in Ames. We'll hear testimony from Dr. Julie Gerberding, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and from a Special Olympics Iowa athlete, among others. And, of course, you are all invited to attend that hearing at Benton Auditorium 1 to 3 at Iowa State on July the 2nd.